410.
Approve the purchase of 10,000 square feet of land at Northwest Raleigh Street and Northwest 14th Avenue for approximately $1,300,000 using proceeds of River District Urban Renewal Area Tax Increments Financing, and approve the First Amendment to the amended and restated agreement for development between Hoyt Street Properties LLC and the city.
Commissioner Salzman.
I'll turn it over to Director Tracy Manning and Assistant Director Javier Mena.
Thank you, Commissioner, Council. With me is Assistant Director Mena and also Barbara Shaw. Those two really helped shepherd this project through to where it is today. So this is an opportunity to acquire Pearl District land for affordable housing development. It is the result of the 1999 development agreement between the city and Hoyt Street Properties. That development agreement covered a whole bunch of goals and commitments for the 34-acre Hoyt-owned area in the central Pearl District. That included the streetcar, it included parks, roads, and housing. So the goals for affordable housing targeted 35% of the total housing developed for households earning less than 80% of median income, including 15% of all housing for households at 0 to 50% MFI. Today, as we all know, there's a thriving community in the area with stores, offices, roads, great transportation and parks, and it includes some wonderful affordable housing at the Sitka Apartments, Pearl Court, and in under construction Abigail Apartments. In fact, during the term of the agreement, we had 727 affordable units developed. Regarding the terms of the agreement, as of September 14th, 2014, the city provided notice that 30% of all newly constructed units in the area were affordable under the development agreement defined terms. Therefore, the 35% affordability goal had not been met. And I'm going to ask Javier to walk us through the steps that the city and Hoyt Street took to remedy the situation.
Good afternoon, Mayor, Commissioners. My name is Javier Mena at the Housing Bureau. In accordance to the development agreement provisions, both Hoyt and PHP agreed that they would move forward on the DA-provided process for curing the shortfall of affordable units. Under the development agreement, Hoyt was allowed to designate a parcel that the city could purchase for a price determined through a six-step, six-month valuation process involving three appraisers. Using the formula in the development agreement to arrive at the purchase price and parcel size, and with some additional concessions from Hoyt, the city now has the opportunity to buy a 10,000 square foot parcel in the corner of Northwest Valley and Northwest 14th for a price of $1.3 million, which is 13% below the market value. In terms of the next steps, PHP is doing some preliminary work to determine exactly what will be developed. We're currently working with Commissioner Salzman's office on the priorities, and it looks like the project could include family-sized units for very low-income families. Although Hoyt has agreed to extend the start of the construction time limit to 3 years to cover any unforeseen contingencies, PHP intends to, in late May, early June, issue a public solicitation for the developer and plans to start construction within the time frame originally required. And the project, once we are ready, will come back to City Council for River District TIF funding authorization in 2016.
Javier, could you remind us, within the River District, what are the specific goals that we have to adhere to for that site in terms of affordable housing?
There are certain CCNRs that are required, and I don't have the specifics as to what they are, but we have to be within those requirements. That's about it.
But in addition to the income range, so since we're using TIF, we're talking about targeting families below 60% of MFI. Do we have within the River District guidelines specific priority groups that we are targeting for housing? So individuals, families, older adults, or whatever. Have we got specificity like we have in some other districts?
The River District guidelines don't call out a number of different priorities. I think working with Commissioner Saltzman's office, some preliminary discussions with Home Forward, it is our hope and belief that very low-income families would be a great addition to that neighborhood.
And Tracy, how do you prioritize low-income families over low-income adults or formerly homeless or whatever? You have a substantial need. Is that a priority that has been established within the urban renewal district by the council through RESET or through some other process?
So certainly with Commissioner Dan Saltzman, but also in addition with Home Forward. So their Board of Commissioners has prioritized both very low-income families as well as that are in the central city. So what we've come to call opportunity areas, so that children will have opportunities to go to some of these great schools, parks, transportation, experience all that that district has to offer. I would certainly be loath to choose among our tremendous needs in total, but that for this project, for this district, that's certainly something that's come up quite a bit.
Since you mentioned Hope Forward, is that because you expect to be able to put some project-based Section 8 into this development to subsidize the rents?
We've certainly had preliminary conversations with them about that, and I feel hopeful, yes. It meets very strongly meets their stated goals for project-basing Section 8.
Thank you.
Other questions? Thank you both very much. Anyone want to speak on this item?
I show two people signed up, Lightning and Barry Joe Stoll.
Okay, come on up.
Good afternoon, Barry Joe Stoll. I think that honoring the commitment, including buying this property, is a good sign from the city of Portland, which my informants tell me has an absolutely horrendous record regarding affordable housing and holding landlords, which typically have more money than tenants, accountable. We know that the planned housing for the South Waterfront was absolutely, the affordable housing was dismal. I think the city's performance on that project was something like the 30% or in that neighborhood of what was actually promised back in the day. I thought it was kind of ironic when I saw that this piece of property is 10,000 square feet. That's 100 feet by 100 feet. I've been long complaining about the vacant affordable housing with the city's partner, Portland Community Reinvestment Initiatives, and I'll stand by my assessment that that's organized crime, Commissioner Fish, as I said in January. And I would appreciate that you don't snipe at us public speakers when we present information and we leave the microphone. It's not so you can shoot at us like fish in a barrel. I've done my homework, and I know that your plan, of course, is welfare for the rich. That's why the Zidell property is one of your projects. So I realize we have a housing crisis. We're missing somewhere in the neighborhood of 20,000 to 40,000 units of affordable housing in this metropolitan area. And it's because we simply don't construct it. And when we have promises, the city of Portland doesn't keep them. And when the landlords or the developers don't do what they promised, the city lets them get away with it. And I believe today 4066 Northeast Grand Avenue, named after Gretchen Gaffori, is still vacant. And that's affordable housing on our affordable housing stock that the state of Oregon has listed. But I think there should actually be people living in that affordable housing. So if there's a plan to build on this property, let's have it soon. Thank you.
Thank you. Lightning.
Yes, my name is Lightning. I represent Lightning Watchdog X and Lightning Housing X. I'm glad to see on this transaction that appraisers have been used. Again, from my position, I also like to have licensed brokers. The reason why I like that is to have kind of a separation between various people from the city and also have a licensed broker that can lose their license, and they also have E&O insurance in the event they make a serious mistake and we end up suing them on prices. So that's why I like to have brokers involved. They're very aware of the risk, and they do a lot of homework and a lot of data to prevent, minimize that risk. Another issue I saw recently was on a transaction that they came back and had a broker come in, and they made an additional $2-plus million on the transaction. I want to start watching, again, these properties very close and make sure that we do obtain the highest values on these properties. I understand, again, this is within a reasonable market range. Again, I want to make sure that funding goes back within the city, the Bureau, the general fund. My understanding, with a little bit of research, you do have the discretion from the commissioners and the mayor to determine on certain sales where that funding can go upon your approval. Now, that's my understanding. I've been told state law prohibits that. I'd like that to be researched a little bit more. Again, I just want to have the ability to see money go back to certain areas if necessary, such as on deferred maintenance on other properties, deferred maintenance and transportation, just areas that can benefit the services of the city. And I'd like to have a little bit more restrictions on any donations. I don't think we're a foundation at this city. I don't think we have extra money to be donating. I'd like to have individuals from the outside, nonprofits, go to foundations, then come back to the city and pay fair market value based upon an appraisal from a foundation. So we're funding more money back to the city. And we start to calculate these transactions on a yearly basis. We're talking a tremendous amount of money that can be diverted back to the city for services, for your pensions, for your salaries, which need to be kept in line for your AAA rating on the bond. So I have no issue on this transaction. Again, we need more affordable housing, MFI 30% or lower. We need to focus on the sidewalks, the doorways, getting people into housing, and understanding the tourism dollars alone, the benefits, the increases, and the benefits and increases to the businesses that will pay these projects off in a relatively fast time frame. And we need to look at that very close based upon data. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you both. Okay.
So
questions?
Yeah, we do have a representative from Hoyt Street. I don't know if you wanted to say anything. Or Hoyt Street Properties. Excuse me.
Hi, Mayor, Commissioners. Dina Alexander, outside counsel for Hoyt Street at Radler White Parks and Alexander. And I just want to first commend the city on 1999, where the city was at on affordable housing. This is a very forward-looking development agreement in terms of a 35% affordable goal. And note that Hoyt Street has done a lot in the district. 30% is very commendable, again, based on when this DA and when their work in the district was started. And we just appreciate the city's and the Housing Bureau's process. We have abided by the terms of the development agreement, and it has gone smoothly, and we have worked well with the Housing Bureau, and we look forward to closing this sale and allowing the city to build affordable housing on the site.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay.
I would just like to you can go ahead and sit down. I just want to thank everybody on our side of the ledger who's been involved in this deal. Javier Mena from Housing Bureau, Tracy Manning, Barbara Shaw, Lisa Gramp in the city attorney's office, Shannon Callahan in my office. And I'd like to acknowledge Hoyt Street Properties for their continued support of affordable housing in the Pearl District and being willing to negotiate even more favorable terms to the city above and beyond what they were obligated to do in the development agreement. And finally, I'd just like to say how pleased we are to have this parcel available to add more affordable housing in the Pearl District. The Housing Bureau will be fast-tracking the development of this property to bring much-needed housing online expeditiously. Thank you.
Thank you. Good work. Okay, roll call, please.
Fish.
Dan, congratulations, and thank you for your good work and to your outstanding team at the Housing Bureau. Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Novick.
This is exciting to look at an agreement that was developed 16 years ago and see this piece of it coming to fruition. So, yeah, congratulations to Commissioner Saltzman and the team and to Hoyt Street Properties. And I'll take the opportunity again to express my bitter disappointment that Tracy Manning will be leaving us next week. Aye.
Fritz.
Thanks. Aye.
Hales.
Great outcome. 16 years later, with a recession and a boom or two in between, we're making good on the long-term plan in a good way. Thank you. Aye. We're recessed till 2 p.m.